Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.
And so we really say, well, have you entered into a personal relationship with Jesus? Yeah, I read my Bible. No. And it's even in our songs, like we have this children's song, you know, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Well, a relationship with the Bible is a relationship with God.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
So I actually am like, well, how do we train and raise up people to actually have a relationship with God? Yes, the Bible is so foundational and so important. I am so thankful for my background of teaching me the scriptures. And actually through this program, I've mentioned a lot of scripture verses, but it's not my relation. It doesn't define my relationship with God.
This is Global Air Force.
Bible days, she had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Oh, Lord.
And here's your host, Dr. Jim Rohn.
Today on our program, we have the second part of a three-part series with Timothy Berry. And this man here, a young minister of God, is a real firecracker. Stay tuned. Here's Timothy Berry.
One of the really neat things that the Lord has been teaching me about is about Ephesians 2:6, that we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and how we literally, while we're on the earth, we are connected to Jesus. He's in us, but we're in him. We're hidden with Christ. And so actually, wherever we go, we actually represent as an ambassador of the kingdom of kingdom of God, that wherever we go, we're representing heaven. We actually carry the DNA, the very substance. We're partakers of his divine nature in 2 Peter. And so wherever we go, we actually bring heaven to the natural realm and to the earth realm. And so one of the things how the Lord taught me about this is my first week in Brazil, a woman brought me her six-year-old son named David in her arms and proceeded to tell me through the translator that he was born 4 months premature. He had never walked in his life. He had never heard, and he had never talked. And so I'm thinking, well, what prayer am I going to pray that's going to get this boy healed? And then that verse came to me, Ephesians 2:6. And so I said, let me hold him. And so I held him in my arms and I just closed my eyes. I didn't even say anything with my mouth. I said, Jesus, you said in your word that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I know there is no sickness and there is no pain in heaven. So Lord, I just give him to you. And the Holy Spirit whispered to me, put him on his feet. And so I said, I knew in my heart that if I put him down and he wasn't healed, he'd fall flat on his face and I'd look like a moron. But if he did get healed, I would never know unless I put him on his feet. I put that young man on his feet and he began to run around the church. And that night he heard for the first time and he began to speak for the first time. And we were just rejoicing in God. His mother was just weeping and crying as for 6 years, almost 6 years of age. And he got completely miraculously healed. And there was no prayer that was said. It was based upon the word of God, Ephesians 2:6, that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so one of the things that the Lord has taught me for the past 2.5-3 years is that wherever I go, that I can step into the supernatural realm of God because I live with Christ and Christ lives with me. Lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age. That was the promise of Christ Jesus to his disciples when he commissioned them. So we're commissioned as well. We're sent ones. And so wherever we go, we actually carry the very presence of God Almighty in the form of the Holy Spirit, that we have been anointed by Jesus of Nazareth to go about doing good, healing the sick, and delivering people who have sicknesses and disease, who are being tormented by demons. And so I want to pray for those who are listening, because I really feel like that there's an anointing here in the studio to pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come upon your life. You might be thinking, you know, Timothy, you're saying some really weird stuff. That's okay. Listen, there is going to be a supernatural sign that comes to you wherever you're. If you might be driving your car, that's how I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, driving my car. You might be washing your dishes. You might be in your room. It doesn't matter, because heaven is invading your room right now. Wherever you're at, heaven is invading you, because God loves you. He died for you. He not only died just to wash away your sins. The purpose of that was because he wanted you to get to know him. He died for you to set you free from all of your sins, all the horrible things that have been separating you from God. He died for you. He paid the price to set you free so that you could walk with him and that you could know and understand his love. So if wherever you're at, if you're able to, I just want you to open up your hands. You might be driving. That's okay. God's still going to meet you where you're at. And I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you that you would experience the love of God right where you're at, that you would experience the presence of God Almighty. So Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the fire and the anointing of heaven that you've placed upon my life, God. I thank you for every experience that I've had with you. I thank you for every miracle and healing that I've been able to see with my own eyes and with my own hands to your glory. But Lord, there is a people, there's a generation who needs to know you. There's people that are listening here who do not know what I'm talking about. They do not know you. They do not know your love. They do not know your fire. They do not know your passion. They do not understand who you are, God, and they need you. They have been longing for this love. And so, Father, right now, I ask that you would send angels to them right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask that you begin to flow into their rooms, to where they're listening through the radio, through the broadcasting system right now. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would begin to come upon people's heads. Lord, let them be able to feel the tangible electricity of heaven coming on their head and in their hands. Father, Lord, I ask for those who know you, who are Christians, Father, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would baptize them in fire right now in Jesus' name. I ask for the fire of heaven to come upon their lives, that you would open up their spirits, that they would be able to experience the supernatural power of God, that they would begin to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And for those who do not know you as personal Savior and Lord, Father, I ask that you would pour out your love. That you would pour out your love upon their hearts, God, that they would be able to experience your love, your tangible love. I ask, Father, right now that you would pour out your spirit, that they would be able to know, yes, what Timothy was saying is real. You are real, God. I do know that you are real, not just because your word says it, because I'm actually physically experiencing your love. I'm being overwhelmed by your power. I'm being overwhelmed by your presence. God, I give my life to you. I want this love. I want this passion. I want this fire. I want this power that Timothy's talking about this. I want this relationship with the one and true living God, Jesus Christ. And so I ask you right now, Holy Spirit, that you would open up their hearts, their minds, their eyes to see your kingdom, to see the fullness of who you are, to have an encounter with you, God, that they would be forever changed and transformed into your likeness forever, that today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of fullness, of healing, of restoration, of deliverance, and eternal life, God, that right now, if there are sicknesses in people's bodies, I command all that pain to come out of their body right now in Jesus' name. I command cancer to go right now in Jesus' name. I command eyes to be opened up right now. I command deafness. If there's any loss of hearing in people's ears right now, I command that to be cleared right now in Jesus' name. I command bones to be healed, ligaments, muscles, and tendons. I command fullness of restoration to come in their bodies right now in Jesus' name. I believe God is healing cataracts right now. Lord, I ask that you would burn up those cataracts right now and release full vision in Jesus' name. I see God healing a liver right now, liver disease. Lord, right now in Jesus' name, I speak healing to that liver and to every organ of the body in Jesus' name, that you would heal people's respiratory system, their circulatory system. I rebuke and break diabetes right now in Jesus' name. Lord, if any people have AIDS or hepatitis, Father, I ask that you would cleanse their blood system right now in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. Father, we love you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And I ask God for fruit to happen from our time on this radio show in Jesus' name. Amen.
As God sees that there's opportunity for you, my friend, because God wants to use you. He wants you to experience his love, his presence, his power. God wants you more than you want him. He's more interested in you, my friend, than you've ever known. He wants to change the way you live. You know, Jesus was interested in the quality of your life. Listen to this. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief, talking about the devil, comes only in order to kill, steal, and destroy. Have you had any of that in your life? Come on now. But Jesus said, this is what he said, but I have come that you might have life. Some translations say life, and more abundant life. See, he's interested in you, your heart, your body, your life. It's a beautiful experience to be here today with Timothy Berry and the power of God in the studio. It's for you, my friend. God wants to help and heal you no matter what you've done, where you are. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. He made you. Now, you may have studied different, but God is still your maker and creator, and he's in love with you. He wants to take care of you today.
I think the most favorite thing for me is learning that I've learned is that God accepts me and loves me for who I am. Because I was raised in a structure of, I would call religion, that says you have to do things for God for him to accept you.
Okay, works.
Yes, like tithing, read your Bible, 3 chapters a day, 5 on Sunday to get through it in a year. And if you don't do it through it a year, then you're just a bad Christian. You know, in high school, I wore all my Christian t-shirts, you know, and I was just like, you know, I had my Bible open, you know, and during high school or during lunch, because I wanted to say, hey, I'm a good Christian. But I was missing the aspect, because we say we have a personal relationship with Jesus, but how many people have actually heard his voice? And so it's hard to have a relationship with someone if you don't talk to them. And so we really say, well, have you entered into a personal relationship with Jesus? Yeah, I read my Bible. No. And it's even in our songs, like we have this children's song, you know, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Well, a relationship with the Bible is a relationship with God.
That's interesting.
So I actually am like, well, how do we train and raise up people to actually have a relationship with God? Yes, the Bible is so foundational and so important. I am so thankful for my background of teaching me the scriptures. And actually through this program, I've mentioned a lot of scripture verses, but it's not my relation. It doesn't define my relationship with God, because God is spirit and I'm spirit. And so I have to commune with him. So this whole process of going through the Global School of Supernatural Ministry, coming to a school for 9 months, for me, it was 3 years, is it the time that I wasn't with anybody else and I was at home with God, practicing how to hear his voice, writing it down in a journal, giving it to someone and say, do you see that this is God? And helping me, train me to hear the voice of God. And then getting all the shame and guilt of sin broken off of me, being able to understand that now I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, and that I don't have to be bound to sin, that I can walk in freedom. That has been the most foundational thing for me for the school and being taught, is that I can walk in the true fruit of the Holy Spirit. I don't have to be bound to sin. I don't have to walk in sin. And I can be a son to the living God without any shame or guilt and step into his presence and experience the fullness of his glory because of what Christ did on the cross. Not because of anything that I did, but he did everything for me on the cross. And we receive it by faith and say, like Hebrews 4 says, that we can come boldly before his throne of grace in time of need. And so every day I come before the Lord and say, Father, I'm in need of your presence this day. Father, I'm in need of your love, because I can't live this life without you. And so, Father, since your throne is grace and grace is empowerment, God, I ask that you would empower me today to be fully possessed by the Holy Spirit so that I can walk in love and joy and humility, but that I can also walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would open up my eyes to have revelation for other people's needs, that I could see people the way that you see them, that I wouldn't treat people for the way that I see them, God. And so that's just kind of, for me, my whole relationship with God, the whole way that I live life has been completely transformed through this school and through the things that they've taught me. And so it's just amazing to me, even like my education. I was at Virginia Tech as a math and engineering major before I received what I would call the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Oh my, that's how it started.
Then. Yeah, I was driving my car one day and I got baptized. Bam, just I started weeping and crying, and that was in 2005. But now that I'm back in school, when I start to study, I stop first and I begin to pray in tongues and I worship Jesus for about 10, 20, 30 minutes. And then I actually notice that my test scores are higher when I spend time with the presence of God before than if I don't. And so even like, how do I write a paper? And this is for people is not very spiritual, but for me, it's my life. So God cares about it. Mm-hmm. And so before I write a paper, what am I supposed to write on? I start to pray in tongues and God gives me the revelation and I write my paper in about 3 hours instead of 3 weeks.
Wow. It's
a, I mean, on, that's just what my experience has been. And it's just been trial and error. It hasn't been someone give me a model of A, B, and C. This is how I'm geared. You know, my friend Josh, he can soak on the floor for 3 hours and spend time with Jesus and just experience the presence of God. I would fall asleep in about 3 minutes. So that's why I pace back and forth. And it's just the way you have to find out how are your geared? How are you geared? How did God make you? What do you define? Some people, they love children. Go out and love children. Go be a part of nurseries. For me, I love studying the Word of God. I love ministering to young people. And so that's what I know I'm called to do, and that's what I do. So that's the thing that I would encourage any person that's listening is ask God to show you what, how has He geared you? How has He made you? Find out what, how you relate to God in the most profound ways and stick with it. Don't, you don't have to be like someone else. You know, a lot of ministers share their testimonies of how they've had encounters with God or they've seen angels or, you know, they've experienced just the love of God. You can test it out and try it. But if it isn't working out for you, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. Just find the way that you relate to God the best.
Okay, then what you're saying is we're unique
right.
in God's eyes. And so we can expect our life may be different than another believer and still be right.
Yes.
We could experience God's will to have a specific thing for us and maybe not something else, but something specific.
Yes.
And we are unique. This is wonderful. And it's a wonderful lesson today. Do you have any words of knowledge for our listeners?
Actually, as I was driving here, I felt like the Lord showed me that someone's having problems with their liver. And so I just want to pray for you that God would heal your liver. But I also also feel like that there's some people that are listening that you are bound in addictions. And so I want to pray for you. And it's very simple to get freed up from things. And so I want to just take about 2 minutes just to share that. Is that Jesus is always approachable. And so it says if we confess our sins to one another that He'll come and heal us. And so all you have to do is, let's say you're addicted to drugs or you're addicted to food. Just say, Jesus, I'm sorry that I have been participating with an unhealthy spirit. Because that's what it is. It's a spirit of addiction. And so what I mean by a spirit, I mean by a demon. You are agreeing with a thought process that is against the knowledge of God. And so all you have to do is say, Jesus, I am sorry for yielding to lust or yielding to drugs or yielding to pornography, yielding to food, to gluttony. I ask for your forgiveness. So the first step is ask God for forgiveness. Okay. And don't do it just like because, you know, you want to get free. You have to be genuine in your heart. And say, God, I really want to be free. And then the next thing is renounce that spirit. What I mean by renounce is saying, I don't want you anymore. I choose not to agree with you anymore. And so you can say, so spirit of lust, I declare to you, I renounce you. I don't want any part of you whatsoever. I don't want you to have any part of my life. I just say to you, get off of me. Get away from me.
Get out.
And so, and as soon as that happens, then you can literally, I encourage people to like brush their shoulders off or like move their shoulders to say, get off of me. You're not a part of me anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's really encouraging to have someone say to you, I break the power of that lust or that gluttony off of you in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit to leave you and I declare that you're free and you're whole. So right now, as you're listening, if you're having a problem with that addiction, I want you right now just to take a little bit of time just to ask God to forgive you for agreeing with that. Thank you, Lord. And as you ask the Lord to forgive you, I want you to renounce that spirit. And as you do that, I'm going to pray for those who have a problem with the liver, or if you have any problem with any internal organ, I just want to pray. I want to bless kidneys and stomachs and all of those internal processes. Father, I bless our bodies. Jesus, I thank you that on the cross and through the stripes that you purchased upon your own back, you purchased our healing for our bodies. Isaiah chapter 53. Lord, I thank you that by your stripes we are healed. So I just declare those who are listening, every type of sickness and disease, I command you to leave their bodies. Every liver that needs healing, I speak life to it right now. Even if there's been damage from alcohol or other types of things, Father, I just release life to livers, to kidneys, to stomachs, to colons, to intestines, to hearts. In Jesus' name, I speak life to arteries. I command arteries to begin to flush out of all types of cholesterol and build up of fat. In Jesus' name, Lord, I bless the blood systems, Father. I bless the brains. I feel like there's a couple of people that have some disorders, ADD, ADHD. Father, I bless the brains, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that the chemicals would come back into balance. In Jesus' name, I break every curse spoken over these individuals, and I just declare the blood of Jesus washes over you and makes you whole and makes you clean. In Jesus' name. And those of you who have asked the Lord for forgiveness and you've renounced those specific spirits, I just want to declare over you freedom. So in Jesus' name, we declare that the spirits of lust, of condemnation, of gluttony, of greed, of drugs and alcohol, of sex, of adultery, of homosexuality. I break those spirits off in the name of Jesus, and I declare that you have no right to be a part of them anymore in Jesus' name. And I tell you, my brother, my sister, that you are free in the name of Jesus. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus, that the law of the Spirit has set you free from the law of sin and death. And that's the heart of the Father for you today, is that God loves you. He sees you in your condition, and he says, come to me so that I can wash you clean. You don't have to hide from me. You don't have to look away, and you don't have to think that I look away from you because you have sin. I saw you in your sin and I accepted you. And I said, come here, my beloved, and let me wash you clean. That's what his desire today is, to wash you clean, to wash your conscience clean. And I want you just to like move your shoulders. If you need to get up, jump up and down, just to start declaring that you're free from that stuff, because that stuff doesn't have any hold of you anymore through the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. If you're out there and today God has met your need, you've begun on this path, or you've received deliverance and health and freedom from addiction, take some time, would you, and send an email to me. I'm going to give you my address, even my telephone number. And Tim, if you want to get in contact with Timothy Berry, if you contact me, I'll contact him for you. You know, we'd like to hear from you. And when you tell the world of what God's done, it just seems to multiply. It just makes an announcement to heaven and hell, you know, of what God's done, and you will receive great freedom from it, I guarantee you. Timothy, you're a real blessing.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord, for him, and I hope to see you soon back on this program.
Thanks.
Now, you're going to California. When do you leave?
I leave in about 2 weeks.
In about 2 weeks.
But I'll be back in August of this year.
Okay, well, tempest fidget, time flies. My friend, take time and let us know what God has done.
Yes.
And until we meet again, Timothy, God bless you. It's been a real blessing to know you today. Amen.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. You can contact Dr. Rome or today's guest by logging on to www.globalairforce.net. Once again, the website is www.globalairforce.net.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding KK1.
Thank you. Flying with Global Air Force.
Sometimes praise the Lord, sometimes gently singing, our hearts in one accord. Oh, let us lift our voices. Look toward the sky and start to sing. Oh, let us now return His love. Just let our voices ring. Oh, let us feel His presence. Let the sound of praises fill the air. Oh, let us sing the song of Jesus' love to people everywhere. Sometimes I world.